Report says legal opioids doubled economic dropout rates. By Neil Monroe on April 22, 2019. Government-approved opioids almost doubled the number of young men who were pushed out of the workforce before the election of President Donald Trump, according to economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. Our estimates imply that prescription opioids can account for 44% of the realized national decrease in men's labor force participation between 2001 and 2015, said the report, which was written by Dionysi Alaprantis, Kyle Fee, and Mark Schweitzer. The report focuses on rural areas which comprise 30% of the U.S. population, saying, "We find that increasing the local prescription rate by 10% decreases the prime age employment rate by 0.50 percentage points for men and 0.17 percentage points for women. This effect is larger for white men with less than a BA, 0.70 percentage points, and largest for minority men with less than a BA, 1.01 percentage points." Legal opioids did more damage to young men than to young women, the report says. Examining the growth of national average prescription rates between 2000 to 2016, for prime-age men, they would imply a reduction in the labor force participation rate of 1.3 percentage points, or 44% of the decline from 2001 to 2015. For prime-age women, our estimates would imply a reduction in the labor force participation rate of 0.5 percentage points, or 17% of the decline. The legal drugs, not the economic decline, caused the opioid dropout, the authors say. "We find that our results are not simply an artifact of the same areas being impacted both by the opioid crisis and by weak labor market conditions. Areas with weak or strong labor markets react equivalently to increased exposure to legal opioids. Legal opioids helped kill tens of thousands of Americans." Breitbart News reported in December 2016 that overdose deaths from legal prescription opioids rose 4% from 2014's 16,941 up to 17,536 in 2015. These drugs include oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methadone. "The dropout by millions of American men had a huge impact on wages, wealth, and economic activity in heartland America, and millions of young men are still without jobs in President Donald Trump's tight labor market. More than 12 million Americans have remained sidelined from the U.S. workforce despite their wanting full-time employment, federal data suggests," Breitbart reported April 15. "The dropout has also spurred business demands for more immigrant workers. Now, under a Republican administration, job growth rates in Trump country are rising faster than they are in Democratic America. As the national unemployment rate hovers at just below 4%, far more red states than blue states are setting records for low levels of joblessness. Everyone's accelerated, but Trump counties have gone from lagging Clinton counties to seeing faster job growth," Mark Morrow, a senior fellow at Brookings, wrote by email. "Redder, smaller, more rural communities really are winning a little more. So long as there's no recession, that may shape the atmosphere surrounding the 2020 election." During the first 21 months of the Trump administration, January 2017 to September 2018, both Clinton and Trump counties continued to experience faster rates of job growth. But the increase was substantially larger in Trump counties, where the rate of growth increased from 1.5 to 2.6%. But much of that gain has been among young women, not young men, according to the Wall Street Journal. The workforce participation rate for young men aged 25 to 34 fell 3 points from 2009 to 2014 and has nudged back up to half a point since mid-2017, according to the Wall Street Journal. But the workforce rate for similar-aged young women fell 1 point after 2009 and has since risen 2 points above the 2009 level. The drugs worsened the civic damage caused by the Washington, D.C. free trade, low wage, high immigration economic policies. In August 2016, Breitbart reported, "President Barack Obama's chief economist says Washington is imposing the economic pain of 5 simultaneous recessions on less educated Americans, thereby pushing millions of working-age men off jobs, out of the workforce, and into poverty. Roughly 10% of American prime-age men, or 7 million men aged 25 to 54, have dropped out of the nation's workforce of 150 million. They are not trying to get jobs, and are not participating in the nation's labor force. This dropout is caused by policies and institutions, not by technology, admitted Jason Furman, an economist who chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisers. "We shouldn't accept it as inevitable," he told a Brookings Institute expert, Dave Vessel, on August 10. Furman says low wages are the primary cause of the workforce shrinkage. The amount of money that employers would want to hire them for some reason has gone down. That's consistent with what we see in the states and in the aggregate, Furman said. The post-2010 inflow of illegal fentanyl drugs worsened the legal drug crisis. But officials working for Obama largely ignored the rising disaster, according to a Washington Post article. In 2016, the Post reported, "The fentanyl crisis represents an extraordinary public health challenge and requires an extraordinary public health response," the experts wrote to six administration officials, including the nation's drug czar and the chief of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The administration considered the request but did not act on it. In 2017, almost 74,000 Americans died from drugs, up from almost 64,000 in 2016. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants, refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar guest workers, in addition to approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers, and also tolerates about 8 million illegal workers and the inflow of hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants. This federal policy of flooding the market with cheap white-collar graduates and blue-collar foreign labor is intended to boost economic growth for investors. This policy works by shifting enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts children's schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions.